Iran's General Salami boasts of unique tools in military arsenal. By Simon Kent on December 20, 2020. The commander of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, IRGC, Major General Hossein Salami, said Friday that Iran's military possesses everything it needs to defeat its enemies on the field of battle. The semi-official Tasnim news agency reports Salami made his boast while addressing a congress held in commemoration of Iranian martyrs. "The tools in our possession are unique," he added, before advising enemies like the U.S. and Israel to abandon their abject dreams and stay away from Iranian people. Salami also reiterated the assassination of Iranian scientists, like Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, would never impede the country's scientific progress. Fakhrizadeh, a senior nuclear and defense scientist, was assassinated in a small city east of Tehran on November 27, with Israel being nominated as the offender. In a message after the incident, Ayatollah Sayyed Ali Khamenei called on authorities to investigate this crime and firmly prosecute its perpetrators and its commanders and to continue the martyr's scientific and technological efforts in all the sectors where he was active. Somali's boasts of unique tools is not the first time he has warned the world of special powers within his possession, as Breitbart News reported. Last month he unveiled a new domestic missile system, boasting it would make enemies of the Islamic Republic shiver in fear. "Our missiles make our enemies shiver and force them into retreat. And if need be, this fearsome program will impose our political will upon them," the confident Salami said. He also issued a warning to foreign adversaries. "Our enemies are facing a decline in power. And with each passing day, the slope of this decline is accelerating," Salami said, "but the enemy's threats still remain." In January, the military leader predicted a bleak future for America in the Middle East as the Iranian regime welcomed the prospect of the combat. "Anyone who hosts the U.S. is an enemy of Muslim nations. We are warning them to rethink their behavior and covert plots. We are monitoring them. They should take care not to fall victim to U.S. policies and not to pay the price for the Americans' policy and strategy," Salami said. With the Americans' presence in the region coming to an end, the region will get to enjoy stability, prosperity, balance and security, he added. Salami also applauded the possibility of Joe Biden entering the White House, saying it would mean a return to Barack Obama's discredited 2015 nuclear deal and an obedient U.S. complying with international agreements. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.